Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Third and goal, Bergen in motion. Play action.
Got him beat right from the start. You've got outside leverage in the coverage, and DJ Moore is running across the formation. Here he is right here. You can see, look at the outside. He's on the outside shoulder, and he's going to cross formation to the left. So you can see he's open immediately right there. Well-thrown ball by Caleb Williams.
Welcome back. You, of course, are listening to the Football post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. We've got Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. And hearing that. Well, it's time for our Who's Hot and Who's Cold. We'll go with DJ Moore and his two touchdowns as the hot player. That's sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM. 911. As far as cold, I think we stick with anyone that sat through that thing, and certainly the coaches, anybody that was stuck on the sidelines. I was particularly worried about Ben Johnson's ears. Did you notice how red his right ear appeared? Because at least the left one was covered by the headphone. I don't know. I'm worried about that right ear.
You know who was not cold? Scott Daly. Scott Daly had that heater covered, man. I taught him well. The only thing is I got mad at when the O-line walked over there, you get the heck out of the way, man. When I would see you guys coming, or D-line or whoever, you do not be seen. You use the heck out of him while you guys are playing. It's like he's got to, like, yeah. But I'm like, Scott, move, man. Just go over there and, like, hold a ball, spin it, do something, get out of there.
But how about the play-by-play guy taking a shot at him? Like, hold on now.
Unbelievable.
Hold on now. An old lineman or a D-tackle taking a shot at the long snapper is one thing, Pat. But I won't have the play-by-play guy taking a shot at
him. I appreciate you had my back on the text chain.
Oh, man.
What's the temperature?
Like, move.
What's the temperature in the broadcast booth? I mean, who are we kidding?
Oh, great.
Man, that was good stuff.
That's a boring game when you're bringing up the long snapper and the heater. That's a good thing.
I gotta be honest.
Somebody else's butt.
I gotta be honest. When they were showing Cairo on the side before the missed kick, he didn't give me much confidence.
No.
I didn't have much confidence. He looked really cold. I was always like, Cairo, go stand by the heater, man. Go get warmed up.
Oh, man.
I'm glad we can laugh about a missed 35-yard field goal.
He's going to make 10 now, Pat.
You can't have that. Yeah. You can't have that, though. That's unacceptable. I mean, everything else was good. Just to break it down, the snap, the hold was good. He just missed it.
The cold
Jeff
effect.
Jaeger, Jeff Jaeger says he'll make his next nine.
Next so, 10, that's
next
right.
Next 10. He made one, so.
He's got to make his next 12. That's how good they are now.
Shall we listen to the man with the burning ear? Maybe he heard people talking about him. Maybe it wasn't the cold. But Ben Johnson spoke in the post game. Let's take a listen.
Couple injuries to note here. Guys that did not finish the game. Luther has an ankle that we need to take a look at. Hopefully have more information tomorrow. Eamon didn't finish. He had a hamstring that we'll see the severity tomorrow as well. And then Rome had a little re-aggravation of the foot, so we'll see where he's at as well going forward. Beyond that, in terms of the game, I thought the guys did a great job coming out and taking care of the business. We talked about that here this week. You know, you come off a very highly emotional game the week before, and we ended up on the loss side of that one. And it's the easy thing to do is allow that to spiral out of control, and the guys didn't allow that to happen. They came back to work and handled the process really well. And I, like I said, they took care of business here this week. I thought the coolest thing about it, not only the weather, those guys handled it extremely well, but to see our fans come out in full force like they did and really made an impact on that game. You could hear them, you could feel them on out there, and I could tell that our opponent was struggling with the crowd. So we're going to need that going forward. Couple more home games here this regular season, and we'll keep it moving. I can't say enough good things here about our defense. You know, I think this was really an outstanding performance. I know we gave up a couple explosives that we'd like to have back, but outside of one or two plays, they really did a phenomenal job, you know, shutting down the run game, making it second and long, third and long, and getting off the field. When you combine that with the takeaways, once again, you know, three takeaways there in the second half, which were enormous for us. It really, I thought, carried the day for us. Offensively, tough opponent. That's a really good defense. You know, we talked about it being a top three defense going into the week, and that proved to be the case. You know, we had some success at times, but yet it wasn't as consistent as we would like it to be. Moved the ball somewhat well in the first half, but yet didn't capitalize with points the way we would like to. And in the second half, we were able to find a couple more opportunities for points. So, all in all, I thought it was a pretty good day. Special teams came through for us. Duvernay had some big returns. Our kickoff unit once again showed why we believe they're a weapon for us, and so that was really encouraging to see as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up from there.
We see a lot of Caleb putting, like, with the accuracy, just putting the ball where it would lead the receivers into more yards.
Did I see that today? Is that what you're, yeah, I got to go back and I got to look at it. Sometimes my perspective doesn't always show that for me. But I thought he did a good job finding some open guys, and it did feel like we had a little bit more run after catch here this week than what we've maybe had over the last few weeks. And so usually that's a good sign.
What was your perspective? Game where everything kind of looks a little better, a little sharper for him passing-wise, can be a step forward after this?
Once again, I got to go back and look and see if that is the case where I know our completion percentage is maybe a tick higher than what it's been. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we'll go back. We'll find out what we did well and what we need to clean up. But, there's a number of areas. You know, you win a game 31-3 and yet there's still a number of areas where we need to address and we need to continue to get better as a team.
What was your perspective on that second touchdown pass to DJ where Caleb goes right and just makes that kind of ridiculous throw?
Yeah, no, it reminded me a little bit of, was it Philly that he threw it to OZ in the back of the end zone? You know, he's rolling to his right and we just barely missed OZ. I think that was Philly. And similar type concept where he's rolling to his right and he finds a guy on the back of the end zone behind him like that. And I would say 99% of quarterbacks, you tell him don't even waste your time looking back there and trying to make that throw. There's usually bad things that happen, and yet he's got the ability to make that throw. And DJ made a heck of a play there right on the back line as well. So that was one of those highlight moments there.
Ben, what specifically happened with Roman? You guys, there was a pretty good chance he was going to play, and how did he
pregame re-aggravated the foot, so we'll find out more tomorrow, just the extent of that.
Do you know if he's going to play again this season, or is it?
We'll find out more tomorrow. I really
serious where that's.
I really don't know. I really don't know right now how the extent of it. You know, that something like that happens right before a game, and you're solely focused on getting the next guy ready to perform at a high level.
It's 2 weeks in a row that's happened to really important players. How like frustrating is that? How do you kind of process that?
I really don't process it. All I think about is what we need to do to win the game.
Ben, what was your reaction? Obviously, you haven't seen the film, but your immediate reaction to the way your offensive line did against such a talented Browns line, especially featuring someone like Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things, and there's a couple that we wish we had back. You know, the false starts frustrate me a little bit. We're past that here at this point. And then we have a ball handling snafu there in the second half. That can't happen. I mean, those are things that those should be behind us now at this point. Those guys know that. They understand that because when you face these good defenses, these good teams, you really can't you can't give them anything. You don't have any mulligans. And so other than that, though, I do think those guys came out and battled. I think they were looking forward to the challenge. You know, you talk about all week how fast the linebacking crew is that we're going against and how you got to take the proper angle. And then obviously their defensive front, their get off, it's something that's very difficult to simulate over the course of practice. And so it can be a shock if you're not prepared for it. And I thought our guys handled it really well.
Okay, that's Ben Johnson. It felt like he took a personal shot at me with the no mulligans thing. What the hell is that about? I never said a bad word about that guy.
He's got to let the radio you know when he uses snafu too, right? So yes. Obviously he was frustrated by, you know, obviously the injury questions, which everyone's going to talk about 2 weeks in a row with two important players, with Kyler Gordon and Roma Dunze. Then he talked about that throw that Caleb made. That was just crazy, man. But, you know, I think a lot of when you talk about Myles Garrett is they ran away from him the whole game. They just ran at Darnell Wright and Jonah Jackson and had a really good game plan for him, even though he ended up with, I think, 1.5 sacks.
Yeah, 1.5. They said 2, but it was 1.5, which means he's now got 21.5. He needs one more to tie the record and 2 to break it with 3 games left. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that I'd put those on Caleb, too. I thought he held the ball a little long. You know, he's trying to make a play. That's what he does. But, you know, we said coming to the game, you want to limit Myles Garrett, and I felt like they limited it all, and he broke it down perfectly. In the run game, he didn't have an impact, and he had the 1.5 sacks. But to me, it was just Caleb holding the ball just a little long. But it is what it is. But I love hearing – after a win like that, I'm becoming more and more of a fan of Ben Johnson, that he's always harping on what needs to be done to get better. Because you can never play a perfect NFL game. You can never play a perfect football game. But he knows knows what needs to get better. And he's not there celebrating the win. He's happy, I'm sure. But he's also going to get in the car, driving home, and he's talking about the ball on the ground, the false starts, and how we can get better. And he brings that intensity and that thought process to Hallis Hall. And Olin, we talked about the details. Those details are showing up on Sunday, that they're getting them done. I texted you on that play we talked about earlier of Duvernay and the ball going in the end zone. Just the detail of him is keeping his eyes up as long as he did to fool those gunners coming down to cover the kick. And those are just the things that winning teams do. And I think when you have a leader like Ben Johnson, who's never happy or satisfied, who's always harping on the issues, that it's going to carry over at Hallis Hall and it's showing on the field.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I just think that when you hear him, and it's also when he says things, how do you explain this? As a former NFL football player, when a coach says things that are true, it's not offensive. You know what I mean? It's when he says things that everyone sees and is actually on film, and the whole team is going to see it anyway, and we all watch the film, and we all know what our problems are, and we all know the mistakes we made. But when he says things like, hey, man, we can't have the false starts this late in the year. Like, yeah, he's right. You know what I mean? Like, that usually is what people don't understand, Pat, is that usually is the reaction in the locker room. Well, he's right.
Right.
I'm not mad about
it. Yeah.
It's usually when a coach says something, it's like, okay, yeah, but you had something to do with that too, right? Like, when they don't put their part in there is when a player gets offended. And it's like, okay, hold on now. You didn't even talk about that during the week. You didn't even coach X, Y, and Z during the week, but you're talking about it on the podium. At least coach me first. Ben Johnson and his staff, I think I had another really good football coach send me the article on Dan Roschard at Brad Biggs did, the really good article.
Excellent.
And Ben was saying that the only guy who's worse than him with details and never being satisfied is Dan Roschard. And he kind of likes that, right? That they're both he's like he's like, man, maybe I'm not that bad. This guy's worse than me, but they have that kind of staff. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was a funny part of an article, but from another really good football coach, he highlighted that, and all he put was, "I love this."
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Olin, how would you evaluate Ozzie Trapillo? What did you see from him in terms of just a left tackle trying to deal with an otherworldly pass rusher?
Yeah, I thought he was the same as he's been the last couple of weeks, really consistent. And I thought he was actually a little better on those blocks that he missed last week where he went to go cut guys off. I saw a couple times where he got his backside shoulder where it was supposed to be instead of reaching with his front side hand, getting a good step on a zone, plays away from him, and Swift was coming back to him on those plays. Now, obviously, the plays Myles Garrett is getting chipped and the running back's chipping him and they're running screens, and Ben Johnson does a really – it's a really – O-line friendly scheme, if that makes sense. The things they do and the things they ask their offensive line to do and the positions they put them in is really O-line friendly. But I think Ozzie's getting a lot better. One thing you can say about this coaching staff and what they're doing in that building, I know people are going to talk about, well, what about the injuries? And that is something they do have to answer for. But players are developing. Players are getting better. Young guys are showing up. Older guys are playing their best ball, and that's when buy-in starts to happen. So Ozzie Trapillo, definitely one of those guys who they took him out of the left tackle mix, Mully, and all of a sudden here he is taking good sets, right, Pat? Making good run blocks, understanding the scheme, knowing where he's supposed to fit in on certain plays, which tells me one thing. Nobody quit on him in that building. They were coaching him the whole time he wasn't playing. They were coaching him the whole time. They said, we're going to move him to right tackle. Maybe he's not a left tackle. Somebody was making him take left tackle sets now, because you don't just come out there and do the things he's been doing and put in a position he's been putting himself to position in if someone's not working with you. So a lot of credit throughout that building. I saw Ozzie Trapillo again, Mully, like we talk about with the run game, with the pass game. I saw him correct something that he needed to correct from last week.
I'm also wondering about what he said about injuries. He mentioned three players. He mentioned Burden with the ankle. He mentioned the re-aggravation. He said a little re-aggravation. He was asked about four questions about it. That's Roma Dunze in the pregame. And he also mentioned Amon Agbogbamiga, as Olin would pronounce it. I'm just wondering if it
Agbogbamiga. Long.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm an English major.
Yeah, of course you are.
Pronunciation.
Pigeon English. Look that up. Chat GPT can help you with that from Hawaii. Pigeon English.
You taught me that.
Yeah. That's like pig Latin.
Akamai.
At any rate, that was what he was talking
Mahalo
about,
Mahalo
right?
Nui.
But it is.
Sorry, we're doing locker room talk, man.
That's very good.
13 years. How many years? 13 years together.
But it occurred to me that, you know, obviously Saturday's game is a big one and you're looking forward to it. Tremaine Edmonds will be back for that game. His four games are now over, and by, you know, several accounts, he wasn't thrilled that he was put on injured reserve. He may have been able to come back earlier, and he apparently has been working out and able to do different things, you know, behind the scenes in the building. And he should be able to return to the starting lineup on Saturday, which would be a huge boon for the Bears.
Yeah, but fingers crossed on that one, right? I mean, we've just seen so many guys come back and not make it back.
There you go. He'll go down in the pregame is what you're saying.
Right. But you hope Tremaine's a veteran enough to know his body. You know, I'm hoping for that, that as you get older, you know yourself, you know when you're ready. And I just hope that he can come back, because, God, he was having such a great year. And Dennis Allen seemed like he unlocked him by moving him in position-wise with that defense. And, you know, he's part of the takeaway machine as well. So hopefully he does get back, and that could make it scary for that defense. And we talked about Kyler Gordon not being back. He's to me, Kyler Gordon's the most important part, but he's right up there. If you get him back, that just makes that defense that much better, just with the way he was playing, the way Dennis Allen was using him. Yeah, and Tremaine Edmonds, maybe their best defensive player when he got hurt, right? The amount of plays he was making and the pressure he could bring on blitzes in the way he was playing the run. And what it allowed them to do is move T.J. Edwards back to the mic, take DeMarco Jackson out. Because T.J. Edwards, when he's come back, he's gone to Tremaine Edmonds' position. He hasn't gone back to the mic. They left DeMarco Jackson there, I'm sure just getting their best 11 out on the field. But if Tremaine Edmonds, like Mully is saying, if he is fully healthy and has been waiting to come back, and he comes back playing at that level against the Green Bay Packers, he's going to be a big addition to this defense. And, Pat, of course, you know better than anybody the trickle-down effect. It puts the guys back on special teams, right? It puts the guys who have to start on defense for the guys who are injured back on the special teams unit, makes your team that much stronger.
And real quick, that's another thing going into December in the playoffs. If you are healthy like that, your special teams can make a difference because you do have – your special teamers there. You don't have your practice squad guys up late in the year that don't have the reps. So you can be more aggressive. You can be, you know, you're more on it, and you have guys that are, you can outmatch them is what I'm kind of saying in that phase of the game if you are healthy, and that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. All right, 312-644-6767. We'll get back to the phone lines. We also have not a ton, but a little bit of Caleb Williams from the post game. We'll hear what he has to say. Left the game at the end of the first half with a little bit of a limp, and that was a little disconcerting, but we'll hear from him as well. And obviously he played the whole football game. You're listening to the Football Post Game Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
From the 22 on first down, Williams. Directing traffic to the end zone. He throws and it's DJ Moore. His second of the day. Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
I would love to be in. in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play. Because this is such a no, I can't believe you. Yes. You talk about having confidence in your players. And again, the location. Look at the defenders from the Browns. Grant Delpit, Tyson Campbell, they're right there to make a play on the football, and he gets it right into the hands of DJ Moore.
Extra point is good, and it's 21-3, Chicago.
Welcome back to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. 10 more points, and that game was over. So the Bears with the 31-3 victory. I guess the Packers and the are at the Broncos. They're trailing by a point, but they've got the ball on Denver's 14, and they're moving forward. So that's not good. The Lions are losing 14-10 in L.A. to the Rams. So we'll see how that goes. Should Bear fans be hoping that the Rams lose because the Bears then can handle the Lions? They control their destiny against them, and maybe they can wind up as a number one seed? Or should you just get as many NFC North losses as humanly possible?
I just like when the Packers lose.
That's true.
Yeah, but all we need is 11, right? 11 is the magic number.
Yes, so, it is. One more.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I'm with you, Molly. I mean, I like the Lions to beat the Rams. And, man, if the Bears could somehow end up the number one seed and have two home field games with the way the defense plays, with the crowd noise and the way they run the football and Caleb's ability to make the big play, I mean, anything really is possible.
Mm-hmm. We'll be doing pregame, postgame, and the Super Bowl before long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for sure. Where is it this year? I haven't even looked that up yet. Now I need to start talking about where's the destination. Where am I going? Now, here's the thing, though. Can I still do it from my office?
You're going to Kearney, buddy.
You just sold it.
All right, we've got some Caleb Williams. Let's take a listen to what the quarterback had to say in the postgame.
What's going through your mind on that second touchdown pass to DJ Moore, and then what were your emotions as the ball was in the air?
It's what you call on those plays, like a hero post. And DJ did a great job beating his man. And I actually tried to throw one to OZ versus the Eagles. And so, you know, it's popped up, you know, when you got that much time, when you're rolling out and things like that, you peak those type of plays. And if he beats his defender the way he did, you throw it up and not throw it up, but you throw it and give him a chance. And you know, that's what he did. He beat his defender, beat the corner pretty bad. And then all I had to do was, you know, throw a high back five is what we call it, back at the end zone. And, you know, he went up and made a great play for us. In that moment, you know, it was needed.
All week, everybody talked about getting off to a fast start. You were able to do it. How important was it to get off to that 14-0?
Yeah, extremely important. I think, you know, that you want to start the game off every week like that. But definitely this week, not allowing them to get going, not allowing them to, you know, feel maybe some energy or feel, you know, they can, you know, that they can beat us. That's our mindset going into this game, and starting fast and you know, kind of diminishing anything that or any thoughts that may pop up of positivity on their side. That's the mindset going into, you know, these games.
On that ball to DJ, what were your initial reads on that play before you saw?
Yeah, Cole, number one was Cole, and then he got taken down by the DN, which is typically the guy that makes me get the ball out. And so, you know, with all that space, I end up peeking, you know, my other receivers on the front side, the other couple guys. And then from there, it's you know, just seeing and feeling space, seeing nobody was in the end zone back there with DJ, and just give him a good ball.
Four guys, how do you describe the significance of that sequence being there?
Yeah, you go. these are moments that I talk about and have talked about for a couple of weeks now, is when, you know, you get the interceptions or you get the turnovers and fumbles or whatever the case may be. You want to go down and score. It creates a it creates a sense of momentum for us, and it gets everybody in it. It gets everybody going, and that momentum is important to help us win games. It, you know, shifting and shifting energy, shifting momentum, shifting, you know, the points and things like that, and adding one more possession for us is huge. And so that's something that we preach, is something that we're going to keep, you know, harping on, something that we're going to keep growing at, is when defense creates these turnovers, we got to go score.
Is that any way an ill-advised throw from, like, from point of view?
Nah, I can make any throw.
How did you feel about your overall throwing accuracy today, and specifically leading your receivers into empty space?
Don't know. I got to go back and watch the film. There was probably times where I could have done a better job. Maybe the Luther, I can't remember if it was before half or not, but threw it right past the backer, and maybe I could have brought it up a little bit more, so Luther can, you know, maybe catch it a little bit cleaner. It was the one he dropped going to the right. Maybe that was a little low, but, you know, a couple passes, I feel like I did well. A couple passes I probably could have did better, and we're going to keep finding ways to get better and, you know, up in our chance to win the game by, you know, finding completions, delivering good balls, you know, runner footballs to the guys, and allowing them, you know, to keep making these damn big plays for us.
All right, that's Caleb Williams. Interesting to hear him say that. That was the one he dropped. It might have been low, but that's the one he dropped.
yeah. He's got to make the catch, though.
Yes.
I mean, he's got to make the catch. But I think the one cut up that's going to come from that is, no, I can make any throw.
Oh yeah.
I think everybody's going to cut that. That's going to be played everywhere. And
yes.
You know, I like the ultimate confidence. He has the ultimate confidence, and if you keep playing well, keep talking. I mean, that's the way I feel. And you know, he talked about, you know, we talked about the pregame, the Michael Jordan thing about missing
yes.
game winners and making game winners. He has ultimate confidence, and keep growing. Keep playing that way, and keep being that way. Don't be an arrogant blank, but just, you know, have that inner confidence, and I kind of like it. But I think that's going to be the cut up now, that everybody's going to play over and over and over.
Well,
be arrogant. Just get us to that pre and post Super Bowl show from Gurney.
There we go.
Listen, yes. The thing about Caleb is, no one's going to argue. Like, you know, if we're in there, Pat, I would say, well, we know you can make every throw, man. Like, we've seen you mm-hmm. throw the damn football. My question is, did you see Grant Delpit there, right? Did you see the guy in front of him? I know you saw yes. DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
see the defender in front of him? Because it looked like you layered the ball over him. And if he said yes then I would have been really impressed with right. that throw, right? Because
right.
There were, I think, the two defenders that were there were actually the two starters, Tyson Campbell and Grant mm-hmm. Delpit, that were playing. Mm-hmm. Right, and yeah. Tyson Campbell, T.J. Moore catches the ball, but Delpit's the one standing in front of D.J. Moore that could have intercepted the ball, and that's the guy, if he saw him and layered it over him, then that is a really impressive football throw. Great. We know you can make every throw, it's just, should you?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's a no-throw, right? You don't throw that, but you do. Like, that's the great ones get it done. Right. Hopefully he becomes the great one.
Which is the more impressive touchdown throw? The one to Olamide Zaccheaus a week mm-hmm. ago, or that one?
I would say that one. I would say the one he just threw, just the touch he had on the ball
yeah.
rolling to his right, and we've seen him do it now. But he and also the velocity he still is able
yes.
to put on the ball over Delpit's yep. head in front of Tyson Campbell and DJ Moore. Comes a great catch by him too, and Zaccheaus, mm-hmm. right? But really, really good. And that's one thing I think these receivers are realizing. Like, if you want a big play, if you want to make these big balls, when Caleb is moving, you better be on the move. You better be getting mm-hmm. to where you're supposed to be, because that ball could come to you at any time.
And Olin, you mentioned velocity. I wonder if that surprises some of the DBs, because they see it, but mm-hmm. they don't know how fast it's truly coming. That it's just, you know, it's a quarter of an inch, half an inch or whatever they can get by their fingertips. That mm-hmm. is it, the velocity and what he can throw, how fast he can throw it on the move. It's impressive.
Yeah, his arm talent. I mean, maybe him
it's
and Mahomes in the NFL
yeah.
right now. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe those two guys do things on the run while they're moving and still be able to attack. You know, Jim Schwartz said it, the thing is that he can attack the whole field on mm-hmm. the move, which is really impressive.
Mahomes, by the way, suffered a left knee injury against the Chargers today, so that was pretty scary to see. He was carried off the field.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay. You know, he's fun to watch.
Yes, he is.
Great that just hurts the NFL. That hurts the game. I hate when great ones go out like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I thought that Caleb played a really good game. I think he's talking a real good game. I think he's – there's nothing wrong with believing he can make every throw and then being able to do it. I kind of like – everything he's been saying. I get it. You know, it's not quite where it needs to be yet, but I do believe that there is progress being made, and I like the way Ben Johnson declined to really comment on it till he goes back and looks at it, because I think that he'll have to see a couple of those plays to really make a, you know, an educated answer to it.
And Olin, it seems to me, and Mully, it seems to me, you know, they've talked about it, that they've opened up the playbook a little bit more for him with all the motions. And
yes,
I can't imagine what that's like as a quarterback, having to go through all of that in your head in pre-snap. But it seems like now he has a grasp of it. Like, he doesn't it looks like they're doing a little bit more, and it looks like he's fine with it. Like, he's not overburdened with it or overtaken mentally. And that's a good thing to see. And then now the next thing is, can he master reading the defense pre-snap? Is he getting that? I would like to know that. But I think we're seeing him pre-snap improve and get the grasp of this offense and be able to use Ben Johnson's motions as a weapon.
Yeah, and listen, you're 10-3. Talk that talk, young man. I mean, talk to us. Talk to everybody.
I love it.
You know, like when we had good years, as Mully knows, we were the very ones. I was the very one sitting in the locker room talking trash to Mully, right? Like, get out of our locker room. And you know, when you're winning, you should be talking, and the confidence should be growing. And I do like you talked about, you know, Ben talks about going back to look at the film. I like that I heard that from Caleb. Oh, I got to go look at the film, right? I got to go look at the film and check out what I see on there. And it's always good when the OC head coach is saying the same thing as a quarterback also. But, you know, that throw was a risky throw, and hopefully it doesn't come back to bite him in a bigger game against a better team. But that was a very good defense they went against, and him and DJ Moore beat two of their better players there on that play.
No doubt about it. Let's get back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's try Jeff. He's in Kalamazoo. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, something I don't get to say to you. Good afternoon, Mully. I have a question I have some observations I'd like to hear your guys' comments on. BJ, in the first half and the beginning of the second half, third and a half a yard, not even a half a yard, I don't think, he throws the ball with under 2 minutes left, and then we punt the ball instead of running the ball and keeping the ball. And then we get the ball back, and then he's on the other side of the 50. It's fourth down. He decides to let the clock run down from 15 seconds down to call a last play, that hook and ladder. Why not call a timeout there, go for it, and then try to get a field goal out of that? And then on the other side, the fourth and four, instead of punting against a crappy team when you're up 14-0 and pinning them back, he gives them the ball back and they get a free 3 points out of it. I think he I don't know if he had a brain fart or what was going on, but I don't think his decision-making was good there. And I am thinking about writing a biography about DJ Moore, and I'm going to call it Throw Him the Damn Ball. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Jeff.
He'd probably back the title of that book for sure.
Well, those situations we were talking about, that third and one, right? We talked about that earlier, that didn't really understand trying to make a pass down the field to Zacchaeus there instead of just going for the first down and then continuing the drive. But you know, almost giving Ben Johnson too much credit. We're like, is he assuming he's going to win this game, sneaking down the road and trying to set up other teams? You know, I didn't really like that call. I would agree with Jeff there, right? I would agree with Jeff on that, just that situation, that one down he was talking about.
All right.
Yeah, but I think we know what we're signed up for. He's aggressive, right? I mean,
yes.
That's just what he is.
Yes.
That's what we're going to have. These are questions I think we're going to have for his entire time here. It's just how aggressive he is, and did he make the right decision or not on those. But that's just, I think, who he is and what he's going to stand by.
and maybe I'm wrong about this, I think he probably will be more aggressive as he feels Caleb has a better understanding of everything he wants to do, and the Bears are more capable of converting some of those plays.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a quick time out. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more of the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. So we've got a couple of updates for you. The Detroit Lions have taken a 24-14 lead at the LA Rams, and Denver just scored a touchdown. They're up 14-13 now, with a couple minutes left against the the Denver Broncos. How about this one? Phillip Rivers just threw his first touchdown pass since the year 2000. They are leading 13-3 against the Seahawks. The Indianapolis Colts are beating the Seahawks behind Phillip Rivers.
Those older guys, though, those older guys that can process information, though, with these rules around quarterbacks, I'm not saying it's not amazing. It is. I just think you'll see it more and more as the years go on. Just more and more guys who can play into their mid to late 40s. That those guys that have that arm that can read defenses because, I mean, you know, and for good reason, right? The quarterbacks are the reason a lot of people turn the TV on. But these guys, you can't even touch them anymore.
Did you guys see the Chase Daniel tweet? I think he brought up that
you know, his health insurance was about to run out with all those kids, so that's why he came back. I think that was more the NFL.
Good, man.
I think it was just a way for NFL years. Guys. I think it was just a way for NFL guys to shine the light on the fact that the NFL takes your health insurance away after 5 years because they care about players so much.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what they were trying to do.
By like virtue that. Of playing in this game, he was up for the Hall of Fame. The clock restarts. He's now 5 years away from being up for the Hall of Fame because of his start today.
Yeah.
Apparently,
Interesting, though. I mean, I guess he was running the same offense, and him and Steichen were on Zooms together talking about his kids' team and talking about the offense, stuff like that. And I just, you know, look, man, there's so little guys who can do it, as we know in this town. There's so little quarterbacks who can do it. And you know, Chris Ballard, who was here, really good GM for the Colts and cut his teeth under Jerry Angelo, but went out there and got Philip Rivers, and hopefully it works out for him.
Yeah, that's a great story.
They cut off the NFLPA doesn't do anything about that. The NFL can cut off your health insurance after 5 years. So what do you do? Buy a separate health
You want to do a whole
insurance?
Other show on that one?
Well, I'm just saying, that is a nightmare.
That's exactly what you do. You go and find your own health insurance. And well, there's a program that you can put your own money into that kind of carries you past the 5 years they cut it off, and the Gene Upshaw health reimbursement program. But when that money runs out in your account, then it is on you to go find health insurance.
Boy, that is. I mean,
because the league doesn't have enough money,
have enough money, and the league cares so much about everyone's health,
players' health, and
that's you don't hear you like bad stories and, about guys,
Yeah, that's why you go there and you're like, man, I think I want to check on my neural health, and they give you nothing but, okay, you're completely healthy. But, okay, how do I stay healthy? Well, we're not here to help you with that. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother – that's a podcast. We have to do a podcast and a three-hour show on things like that.
Anybody want to say which way they're leaning on the Green Bay game on Saturday night? I mean, I'm leaning on doing it. Maybe do the pregame and the postgame. I don't know if you guys are in. It is a Saturday.
Hey,
guys, I'm just excited for it. Because, I mean, 2 weeks ago, how excited were we going up to that game? And now, you know, you lose, you go win this game the way they did. We'll see what the Packers do against the Broncos here. But the city's going to be on fire again and can't wait. A Saturday night game at Soldier Field. People will be partying all day long. It's going to be a raucous crowd. It's going to be a heck of a game to watch, and it's, you know, kind of a revenge game a little bit after that loss that gets you to 11 wins, the magic number they've been talking about. But I cannot wait to see this game and see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game, and you know, I'm obviously leaning. I think the Bears have the advantage at home. I think the crowd's going to be crazy. I think it's going to give the defense, you know, a little bit of a boost. And I will say this about the offense. I think when you play a great defense like that, back-to-back that closely, and you know their schemes and you're kind of used to them now because it looked like they adjusted to them there in the second half, I think the offense will be a little more comfortable going against the Packers this weekend. I think the Packers, I mean, even though they're playing good football, even here in Denver playing good, listen, they lost some good players, and I think eventually that'll show up.
All right, we're running out of time, as you can hear. I believe the post-game show will be next with Anthony Herron, Big Ant. We'll take over for about 45 minutes because I think the Bulls are coming up. So make sure you you listen intently. Olin, you will be on with us tomorrow morning. I'll be on at 5:30. I think we talked to you at 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Patrick, you'll be on Tuesday. Is that accurate?
Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock.
And want to thank Tyler Farengol for his hard work getting this show all organized. Want to thank Sean Sears for helping us out with so many of those cuts, etc. Really appreciate it. And stay tuned. And, of course, remember that we'll be back here on Saturday night. We'll be doing the pregame, and we'll be doing a postgame show as well. Again, thanks to Baby T. And we will catch up with everyone during the week. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.